Councillor Josh Gauguin had a good meeting on Tuesday, with two of his motions passing unanimously.
I'm actually quite excited, and I'm glad that my councillors, or fellow councillors, saw the value in what I was bringing to the table. And for wrapping up my first year on council, I think it's a win.
Gauguin's motions included one that empowers staff to look into a possible takeover of the TransCanada Trail system in the municipality and to explore additional funding for a pedway across the TransCanada Highway.
I move that council request staff to engage with the provincial government to discuss a land use agreement for the existing rails-to-trails system within the Tantramar boundary and explore capital funding for a proposed new pedway over the TransCanada Highway, leveraging the $1 million donation.
Councillors Barry Hicks and Matt Esterbrooks both spoke positively about the need for a pedway from a safety perspective, though Hicks was concerned about the town's liability on the trail before one is built. Mayor Andrew Black reminded council that Gauguin's motion was non-committal and essentially gave staff direction to come back with options.
So the motion is, I move the council request staff to engage with the provincial government to discuss and then later on explore. So I want to make it clear that this motion is to start a conversation. It is not promising anything. It's not promising that the trail system would become a pedestrian trail system. It's not promising that a pedway would be built, but it'll start that conversation, in which case that there'd be some report or something that would come back to council. That's what this is talking about, rather than us making a commitment to doing anything.
Black's reminder seemed to work for councillors like Bruce Finney, who said he didn't want to commit to anything but was willing to sit down and discuss it. Esterbrooks told council that he supported a pedway but was concerned about the town taking over management of the whole trail.
And the other thing that I struggle with is what parts of this trail, that may be a little bit off topic, and I'm going to ramble because I've got the mic, what parts of this trail would be pedestrian traffic only and what would be motorized vehicle, because we always pride ourselves on being an inclusive community and finding middle ground for all. So just some concerns rattling around in my head, but I think this is a good start, and if this gets a pedway over the highway or starts that process, I think it's a good move.
After voting unanimously in favor of Gauguin's TransCanada Trail motion, council turned to another long-standing community request.
So my second motion tonight is I move that council form a committee with local groups and municipal staff on a permanent multi-use facility for the purpose of housing multiple activities and community groups, including a permanent full-time location for the Sackville Farmers Market.
Gauguin's second motion was also quite popular with councillors. The idea of a multi-purpose centre that could be used by the market has been explored before, with staff getting a Class D construction estimate back in November of 2021. The cost at the time for a new 11,000-square-foot building was estimated at $3.4 million. But there wasn't much mention of potential cost on Tuesday as councillors recounted their affinity for the market.
Farmers market is too important to us, and we also need a building that will help other groups, youth or adults, whatever, and this is the way to move it forward. Farmers market's a gem. We can make the building a gem.
I've talked to people at the market this last Saturday, and some from my ward, some from other areas of Tantramar and outside of Tantramar. I've got a couple emails from folks that would like to see the farmers market take the next step to continue to give to our community the support that they need.
I think it's a good initiative. I think we need to take another look at it. We've gone so far as to have Class D, which didn't go very deep, and to put a bug in the ear of whoever will be looking at this further and what groups will be involved. In the spirit of recycle and repurpose, I'd love to see the old train station worked in there somehow.
That's Councillor Matt Esterbrooks, and before him, Deputy Mayor Greg Martin and Councillor Michael Tower, speaking in favour of Josh Gauguin's motion to strike a committee to explore a potential multi-purpose building that could accommodate the Sackville Farmers Market. Gauguin was pleased with the unanimous acceptance of his motion on Tuesday, but says he's not sure what will happen with either project in future.
I really don't have any magic or eight ball that I can tell what the future will hold. It's going to be whatever they come back with the report from the staff, and whatever my fellow councillors decide to do at that time, then we'll proceed with the recommendations.
That's Councillor Josh Gauguin speaking after last night's council meeting in Sackville Town Hall.